December brings, among other things, replays of replays of animated Christmas specials on TV. We're not going to spoil anybody's holiday fun by noting that Charlie Brown and the gang find the true meaning of Christmas, or that Rudolph saves the day for the crew at the North Pole. But recently, commentator John Moe unearthed an email that reveals the real ending to How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
To the Grinch from Max, your former friend and dog. Dear Stephen, it's been several months now since you left, and I remained here on Mount Crumpet in the home we built together. I think it's important that I share my feelings. I hate you, Stephen. Hate, hate, hate you. For years we stood for something. We hated the Whos. Like we always said, if it weren't for Christmas and the Who's infernal screeching of carols, we would have had absolute quiet all year long. And isn't that why we moved to Mount Crumpet in the first place, Stephen? Every December, our meditation, gardening, and literary work were shattered with Wahoo Borace, or whatever that stupid song was. Have you learned it yet? Well, have you? The Who's ruined our lives. Annually. And then you joined them. And why? Why? Because you heard them sing. Who was I living with all those years? Honestly, if you know, tell me, Stephen. And, by the way, there was nothing wrong with your heart. I have in our big file cabinet the report from the doctor that says while your heart was abnormally small, fifth percentile, it was still completely functional, and that unless you intend to run a triathlon, you're fine. Alone up here on Mount Crumpet, my thoughts have turned to that night. In retrospect, there were many mistakes. You shouldn't have worn a Santa suit. Also, you should not have talked to Cindy Lou Who at all. I'm not sure what kind of inverted Stockholm syndrome took place while I waited on the roof, but I do know that it all could have been solved with a hard shove and a quick exit. Additionally, we should have stashed the Christmas crap and then left town right away. The shore, Cozumel, my parents' place, even. But really, the problem was the Whos. They're stupid, Stephen. People who get robbed and then sing with joy are stupid people. And now you've gone to live with them in a, what, hut? I can't blame them anymore for being who they are. Perhaps I can't even blame you for being who you evidently were all along. Perhaps I can only blame myself for seeing you as the one I spent all those years with, the one I thought shared my yearning for solitude and my deep and justified hatred for everyone else. But that was not you. You are a who. Enjoy the roast beast. Whatever. Jerk. Max.
John Moe lives in Seattle. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.